Item number 31 from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend a contract with Bulow, Vetter, Bukema, Olson, and Believe LLC, resulting in an increase of $50,000 to represent the county in labor relations matters. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee approved the item unanimously.
Mr. Green?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is fairly straightforward, at least in the details. It's an increase of $50,000 to a legal services contract that's been in place for approximately 3 years. The total amount spent to date over those 3 years is about $375,000. This would increase the total to $425,000. This $50,000 is allocated from the 2013 litigation reserve account. It's part of the last pieces being spent from 2013. Our office, historically, there was an attorney, Tim Shaley, in our office who did a lot of this type of work. When he retired, and also actually before he retired, we had the fairly large lawsuit over the furlough days, and this firm was retained in part because of that lawsuit. And that lawsuit has obviously ended, but a large part of the fees spent, the most significant portion of the fees spent under this contract related to that lawsuit. But also with Mr. Shaley's departure and other attorneys' retirements in our office, it left a little bit of a void. We have people in the office who have handled arbitration matters and who have handled some of these types of traditional labor management issues, but we don't have the level of expertise of a firm like this that specializes in that. And so we have looked to them over the last couple of years to help us with representation in some of these arbitration cases. We are making a serious effort to decrease our usage of them. In very general terms, the first year of this contract in 2010, we spent about $40,000 with this firm. In 2011, we spent about $200,000. In 2012, we spent about $85,000. And in 2013, about $50,000. And so we are declining our usage of them. We still are going to need them to finish out the three matters that they are already retained on that are listed in the memo. And I'd like to be able to retain them, or the possibility of needing them, as the year goes forward. Not knowing what will come up. We're hoping to try and reduce the usage, if possible, down to zero. But the idea is to at least have the money to finish up the work they're doing right now in these three cases and be available should we need them next year.
Move approval.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Corporation Counsel Grady, you said we've had them since 2010 for a initial lawsuit. That lawsuit was over. Their expertise for these current cases, we contracted with them because of a relationship, or are they providing us with a discount, or, you know, Why do we keep using the same agency?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, there's a couple answers to that question. One is that, well, the shortest answer probably is that they know the county. They're familiar with our unions, they're familiar with our contracts, they're familiar with the issues of the county, and to the extent we hire another lawyer or multiple law firms, every one of them has an educational curve. They got to ramp up and understand how things happen around here, what kind of benefits people have, et cetera. And so I think it's more efficient to have one law firm who's familiar with these issues handle things to the extent we need anybody. The cases that you see listed on the memo are the only three that they are still actively working on. The first one is an arbitration award related to the Deputy Sheriff's Association. The county won that arbitration award. The union appealed to circuit court. The circuit court affirmed the arbitration award, and we're just waiting to see whether the union is going to appeal to the Court of Appeals. If they don't, that case will be done. The second one is a prohibited practice complaint related to retiree health benefits. That's one of about half a dozen or more various pieces of litigation all related to changes in the retiree health plan. This piece was given to them at the time because of their expertise in handling prohibited practice complaints that our office really doesn't have. We're trying to regenerate that, but hasn't had it with the retirement of Mr. Shaley. The last one is a prohibited practice complaint by three AFSCME members that was filed quite some time ago. And that case has already had a hearing. They finished the hearing. We're just at this point waiting for the decision now. So that one should also be ending soon.
Okay. So the good news, they're almost over. But currently in the corporate counsel office, we don't have that expertise.
Not that level of expertise, no. There are a couple of attorneys in our office who have handled grievance arbitration cases. Mr. Williams has handled some of those, and a couple other people have handled some of those. But no one in our office has handled the breadth and depth of this kind of labor management work. Now, that's not to say we won't get it over time, but when you have somebody who was doing it for 20 years retire, it just takes time to get that back.
Okay.
We also have less of it now because of Act 10, and assuming Act 10 is constitutional. And so there will, as we go forward, be less of a need for this because this kind of case is only going to come forward in the future primarily with the firefighters and the deputy sheriffs.
Okay. So up to now, we've paid them $375,000. So within these three cases, don't fall within that money. You need this money in order to finish one of these off if the other two are closed.
Mr. Chairman, I would say that the odds are we are not going to need $50,000 to finish these three cases. That's my hope. I sort of pulled the $50,000 a bit out of the air. I don't know. I mean, if the first one, for example, if they don't appeal, that's done. There's not going to be any more fees on that. On the other hand, if the deputy sheriffs appeal that case, we're going to spend another $10,000 on doing briefs in that case. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. And so I just asked for a round number that seemed reasonable to me that hopefully I won't have to come back and make another request.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Grady, I'm probably not going to support this. I think it's time we looked at the possibility of another firm, either just through an RFP or something, and just keep adding on to their meter. Not something that I can support at this time, but whatever the committee wants to do, they can go ahead and do it.
Mr. Chairman, can I just real briefly respond? With respect to the RFP, I agree that it's probably getting to be about time to do an RFP. They've had this contract for three, and this will be going into a fourth year. And generally speaking, around the county, 3 to 5 years is about how long you want them to go without being RFP'd. So I would expect that if we really believe we're going to need substantial services in 2015, we're probably going to be needing to do an RFP either in 14 or 15.
Anything else? Supervisor Joseph?
I very much disagree with the comment made by the chair in that I think it is very useful, and labor laws often considered a specialty area of the law. We have firms that do nothing but labor law, or in very large firms, they have significant departments within the larger firm that does only labor law. It's not some kind of practice that allows itself to a lot of. Lends itself to a lot of other general practices. This law firm has unique information about the contracts and the background that has been unique to Milwaukee County with regard to all of our labor agreements, the ins and outs of all of the lawsuits. And to do an RFP on this, I think would really set us back. I think we'd be paying for attorney time to really just catch up and review that you wouldn't be paying for with experienced attorneys. I've had interaction with these attorneys. I think they do a good job of representing us. I'm not opposed to trying to get some better fee agreements in general. I mean, I do think sometimes the county pays what I call the street value of the attorney firm when we could perhaps get a little less considering we're a governmental entity. That being said, I don't think this is the time or the place to start changing our labor law firm, and I have absolutely no problem voting to extend this contract. not the time to be jumping horses. So I just totally disagree with those comments.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stamper.
Yes, do you know offhand how much they're getting paid an hour?
That's, I just raised my hand to answer, Mr. Chairman. That the, I believe, I'm looking at an invoice, I believe they're, the top attorneys are paying, being paid $240 an hour, which I know it's coming from an attorney, but I think is a fairly reasonable rate.
Was that the same rate when you hired them in 2010, or what was the rate in 2010? Or you don't have it right now?
I...
Are they going down?
Well, it hasn't gone down.
Well, it's a pretty good rate compared to bond counsel, apparently, from what we've seen in our
all
reports.
I can tell you is it's been that same rate since 2012. I don't know about 2010.
But this is litigation. These are litigation odds, which are different.
Yeah, I understand, but he has the floor.
Yeah.
Well, you inserted yourself,
yeah,
so
well,
I'm
going to
take
yeah, but
I,
I'm the chair.
Okay, okay. Now, wait a minute. Okay. Well, since you guys are both doing that, I have the floor. And it was my question.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I have the floor. I asked for my question. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. So we have a motion to approve this item. Any further discussion? If not, take the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
No.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
No.
Stamper.
No.
Mr. Chair.
No.
4 ayes, 4 noes. The item will be reported with no recommendation.
I think that's it for today, huh?
That's
right?
It.
Nothing? Yeah, we're done in plenty of time. We'll be back Monday morning, 10 o'clock. We're adjourned.
Monday.